USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging to make his decision on suspending the federal gas tax holiday by the end of this week. Biden telling reporters such a move would have minimal impact on the funding of federal highway projects. The federal gas tax is a little more than 18 cents a gallon. Efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia are one of the main topics in the Democratic-led January 6th House Committee on Tuesday.
And at the end of the day, we felt that we had a successful election from the standpoint of the administration and the operation of the election.
Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger calling the election in his state remarkably smooth. Testifying before the panel, Raffensperger says President Biden's victory survived rigorous recounts. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is visiting Ukraine. It's an unannounced trip, and he's meeting with the Ukrainian prosecutor general. He's the latest high-profile member of the Biden administration to travel to the war-torn nation. Other officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have visited since Russia launched its invasion nearly 4 months ago. Gas prices are falling again. The national average price for regular is down another 2 cents to $4.96 a gallon. New technology is helping to find a disease that affects millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The former vice president is no fan of the Democratic-led January 6th commission.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he won't let Democrats use the January 6th attack at the Capitol as a distraction for what he called their failed agenda. Pence talked with a digital reporter from Fox News on the sidelines of a speech on economic policy at the University Club in Chicago. He said despite what the committee has presented, that his boss instituted a pressure campaign to get him to overturn the 2020 election results, the two parted very amicably on the last day of the Trump administration. Pence called January 6th a tragic day, adding he doesn't think the two will see eye to eye over his duties on that day. The former VP had to be ushered to safety as he was overseeing the certification of Electoral College votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An art exhibit will go up in honor of the tragic collapse at a South Florida condo exactly 1 year later. The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says it's with a heavy heart this installation reminds us that all life is precious. Wall Street bouncing back after a long weekend. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 641 points to close at 30,530. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.